Now, newlyn@bbc.co.uk is the email if you've got a story for us, which is what Nigel did. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Vinny.
Nigel, you were flying out of Belfast City Airport on Monday morning and had a bit of an issue with security. Tell me what happened.
I did indeed, Vinny. I was actually flying from Belfast to East Midlands Airport, and I approached the security at 0545 in the morning, and as I passed through the scanner, the alarm went off, so I was stopped to have a search carried out. So as I was about to be searched, I told the guy who was going to search me that I was I had a stoma bag and colostomy. It was on my left-hand side, and that I was wearing a support belt. It's a colostomy support belt. I asked if I could go to a private area for the search to be carried out, and he said no. And I said, you do realise that I have a colostomy bag, I have a stoma, and I'm wearing this belt, and if you want me to take it off, I'd have to go somewhere private to do that. He refused to let me go to that private area. He told me to lift up my shirt and remove the support belt. And I told him, look, this would expose my colostomy bag in full view of the other passengers.
Yeah, and a busy area off the airport, something that's quite private and personal to you, and you had asked for that privacy.
I had, Vinny. I'd asked for that privacy to be given to me, because I didn't want to lift my shirt and strip off in front of other passengers. And at that time in the morning, that area of the airport is very, very busy. There are dozens and dozens of people passing through, and I was actually holding up the line. There was other passengers behind me. So I basically lifted up my shirt, removed the support belt, and at that stage, he then swabbed and scanned my colostomy bag. Now, that was done in full view of all the passengers passing through.
So going through security, you took off the stoma belt, which supports the bags, and they then proceeded to swab the bags. This is for whatever checks they do, security checks.
That's right. That is correct.
And at this point, are you holding your shirt up? Or?
I'm holding my shirt up, exposing my colostomy bag, which I'm a very private person, Vinny. I tried to keep my hidden disability hidden, personal to me. But at that stage, Belfast City Airport exposed my illness and the surgery that I had gone through 18 months ago to the travelling public.
What's going through your head when that's happening?
At that stage, when I'm embarrassed. I am not angry at the time, just fully embarrassed at what is happening, that other people can see what has happened to me. The surgery I had undertaken was quite horrific surgery. It's basically surgery from your chest down to your groin area. So I have quite a large scar area along with the bag there.
And it's relatively, 18 months ago you said, it's not a long time. So I assume you're still adjusting to life with the bags.
Yes, adjusting slowly to it. But the support belt gives me support, because you have to realise that the surgery cuts through right down the middle of your body. It removes all the muscles and support that you would have normally in your body. So that support belt is there to give me support to walk, to stand, to sit, to get up. So he removed that belt, placed it in the x-ray machine, then asked me to walk down to the bottom of the search area. There's some 30, 40, 50 steps down to the back. I have to do that unsupported and carrying my rucksack with my laptop in it. So I have to go down there and wait for this x-ray machine to x-ray my support belt.
And again, the support belt is there to do just that, is there to give you support.
Absolutely.
And I know I'm asking you personal questions, and if you don't want to answer, I totally understand. But what could happen without that support belt in place?
Well, Vinny, it did happen to me back in February. I was one day, I wasn't wearing my support belt to give my body rest. I got up off the chair to move to the kitchen area, and I had no belt on. I fell and broke my collarbone trying to stop myself falling. So that is real. It has happened, and it can happen at any stage if I do not wear my support belt.
And I guess, I don't think anyone really likes going through airport security, because it's a bit of a hassle for most people, taking your shoes off, whatever. But you've got that extra element, that extra concern, the private element of your life that you want to keep private. And I assume at the same time what you're thinking is, I just want to get through, get this over with, you know, get through security, get towards my flight, and you know, with as little hassle as possible.
Exactly, Vinny. And I travel a lot with my business. I'm over the UK every week. I travel usually from the international, but this stage I had to go from the Belfast city. I fly to Norway. I fly to Denmark regularly, and I've never had this experience before in any other airport in the UK or further afield than I've had in Belfast City.
We did contact Belfast City Airport. I think they've been in touch with you. They say we would like to apologise for any inconvenience caused. We will remain in contact with yourself as we continue to review, and we'll take on board all feedback to ensure a stress-free, accessible journey for all our passengers. They go on to say that the airport receives overwhelmingly positive feedback from passengers for its procedures relating to hidden disabilities, but obviously they've fallen short in this particular circumstance. They've been in touch with you. How did they reach out, or did you complain when you were there?
I complained at the time. I spoke to the manager at the back of the search area, and I asked for him to review the CCTV footage. At that time, he refused to do that because he said it would not pick up on the sound. Well, I said, I don't want to hear the sounds. I would rather see what actually happened. But no joy there. So I then put an online complaint on to Belfast City. I heard nothing back for all of Monday. I contacted him on Monday night. I spoke to a manager. He wasn't aware of the complaint that had been made. He said he had started at 2 p.m. and was not aware of any complaint that had been made. I have since made the complaint to Colostomy UK, which is the charity for stomas. They have been very, very supportive, and they have given me a lot of support. They work with the Civil Aviation Authority and with the regional airports to try and raise the awareness of stomas and colostomies.
Yeah, and just very briefly, Nigel, before we move on, what should happen? What is normal for that kind of procedure?
Normally, Danny, the procedure is once the airport is aware, the search guys are aware you have a stoma, they will remove you to a private area if it does involve that bit deeper search, removing clothing and removing belts.
Well, look, hopefully, Nigel, the one positive that we hope will come from this is that not just Belfast City Airport, but other places that you go to, or that other people with the same condition as you will have a more understanding, more of an awareness, and be more alert to what help and assistance people may need. Nigel, thanks for getting in touch with the programme. If you have a story yourself you'd like to come to us with, the email is nolan@bbc.co.uk. Nigel, thanks again.